Good morning, Sam. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Darren. Nice to be here again.
Right, okay. So, I know we've got lots to get through, but I do feel as though the message I'm getting from central government in London is that we are coming to the end. We can breathe a sigh of relief. Can we do that yet, Sam?
I think we can say we're past the worst of it, so we're past the peak. I wouldn't say it's back to normal yet, and I would want to get a message out there. Social distancing is still crucial. The restrictions have been relaxed slightly. They haven't been lifted. So if the worry would be if people go back to normal, we get a second peak.
Are people, you know, you just mentioned that the rules have been relaxed slightly. Are people going to beauty spots and crowding them from your knowledge, or are people being behaved?
Well, I haven't been to any beauty spots myself, so I can't really answer. I think generally people in Cheshire East are being sensible about this. That, you know, there's an importance to, you know, preserve your mental health, enjoy the nice weather, and enjoy the beautiful countryside. But do it responsibly and make sure that you do this. You maintain the social distancing.
So we know now that the waste disposal centres, are back up and running. But forgive me for asking, though. We have had reports that some bins haven't been collected. I forget which areas they are, but can you shed any light on that situation at the moment, Sam?
Well, firstly, on the household waste recycling centres, thank you to everyone who held back when we opened them on the 11th of May. The reopening has gone very well so far. Restrictions are still in place for this weekend, so it's no vans, vehicle trailers or commercial vehicles. Odd number plates today and Sunday, even number plates on Saturday. And we hope to lift the restrictions next week, but check the website at cheshireeast.gov.uk and search on household waste just to confirm that. On the missed bin collections, we've kept all the curbside wheelie bin collections going throughout this crisis, which is fantastic. But in order to do that, we've had to move people into that service to cover for people. So sometimes it will not be your normal bin man who's doing the collections, and that does mean, unfortunately, sometimes some bins get missed. The reporting system for missed bin collections is the same as normal, and we will try and get back to you as soon as we can to collect missed bins.
So it's a work in progress to get back up to speed, I suppose, isn't it, Sam?
Well, for the household waste recycling centres, for the curbside waste collections, as I say, they've been carrying on as normal, which has been fantastic.
When do you see the economy getting back to, as we said a little bit earlier on, near to normal? Or do you see some areas that are going to take a little bit of, you know, TLC?
The recovery is something that council leaders are really discussing widely now. In fact, I'm probably spending most of my time now planning for recovery. But I don't see things coming back, you know, fully up to speed anytime soon. If there's one thing business hates, it's uncertainty. And we have far too much uncertainty around at the moment. And don't forget, Brexit is still on the horizon, with a potential no-deal Brexit on the 31st of December. So I'm sorry to be gloomy there. But on the positive side, I think there is a real opportunity to reset society. You know, people have been at home for a long time. They've been thinking about how they would like their lives to change, how they would like to change society, to do things differently and better as we come out of lockdown. So we've seen, you know, a lot less travel, more working from home. Lots of people have enjoyed the clearer roads and cleaner air. I hope to see new green businesses start up and thrive in Cheshire East. That's something that we've been talking about since I became leader last May. Now, as always, there will be some businesses that thrive in the new environment and some that don't.
That was going to be my next question to you. Are there any businesses and areas of the economy that are going to be, you know, bounced straight back? Which areas can you see that are going to really struggle?
One of the ones that I can see, Cheshire East has been promoting itself as a place for weddings. Now, of course, all the weddings got cancelled. I think that's going to be difficult to get that back up and running again. But it's an area that, you know, people will still want to get married. So with a good bit of foresight and planning, we should be able to get that side of things back up again. But it's going to be difficult because you'll still have some sort of social distancing. So there's a lot more to think through.
Oh, don't say that, Sam. I'm getting married. I pushed my wedding back from March to November, Sam. So I'm hoping that things are nearing on back to normal in November. Oh, no.
Well, I do hope you'll be, yes, I hope that weddings will be going again then. But, you know, start thinking about the arrangements you'd want to make sure that you're not transmitting the virus if it's still around in November.
Oh, my days. Okay, let's touch on schools, Sam, if we possibly can. Now, I noticed that you've pushed back the school's reopening date from the 1st of June to later on in June. Is that right?
Yes, and I think first I'd like to thank all those who've been involved, so the council staff, the unions, the teachers and parents, oh, and particularly Councillor Catherine Favell, the Cabinet Member for Children and Families, who is herself a teacher. It's been great to see all those people working together on this, and it really does show that solutions can be found when people work together in a spirit of cooperation. But it is a compromise. I recognise that some parents are upset that their children aren't going back to school on the 1st of June, and equally some parents are concerned about sending their children to school on the 15th of June. But I can assure them that safety is paramount and all necessary measures will be put in place to follow the government guidelines around social distancing, staggered start and finish times and phased lunch breaks. The details that we're recommending are from the 15th of June, all eligible nursery-aged and reception class pupils will be able to attend schools on a limited and controlled basis where staffing capacity and space allows. From the 22nd of June, all year one pupils will be able to attend their primary school, and from the 29th of June, all year six pupils will be able to return.
To push the date back a little bit, was that did that come from the schools or did that come from Cheshire Council itself?
As I say, it was a great collaborative effort, people working together to come to that. It gives people a bit more time to think through how you're going to manage with social distancing in a primary school. And you get some good suggestions like staggered start and finish times, so you don't get the parents congregating outside the school at start and finish times. So there are ways round it. I'm feeling bad about your wedding in November.
I know.
There are ways round it. It just requires a bit of thought and planning.
What's the... are parents allowed to say, look, we don't feel safe, we're going to keep the children off? Or is it... Oh, they're going to get fined for not taking the children in. What's the law with that at the moment?
We have said that we won't be pursuing parents who decide not to send their children in. But on the other hand, I would encourage all parents, strongly encourage parents, we do have the proper safeguards in place. Please do send your children into school. If you've got any concerns about that, you can either contact the council or, better still, contact the head teacher to discuss it with the head teacher. Because each school will have to make their own specific arrangements.
I've seen some horrible, I don't know whether it's fake news or not, Sam, but I've seen some stuff from France where they're made to stay in the playground with chalk squares around them. I don't know whether it's going to go that far here in the UK. I don't know, but there is some scary photos out there on the internet, Sam.
I haven't seen those, but as I say, there'll be specific arrangements for each school, like how they want to arrange their playgrounds. There is discussion of what they're calling bubbles, which has been done in Denmark particularly, where you get a group of children to stay together throughout, so that you have the same teacher with the same group of children, and they move through the school day together, so you don't get the mixing between the bubbles.
Is there any health advice and update you can give the brilliant people of Cheshire East from yourself, Sam?
I think one thing I'd like to talk about is wearing a cloth face covering, but first I must say good hygiene remains crucial. So the key advice is wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water, don't touch your face and maintain the social distancing. Now, on the face coverings, there's little evidence that the masks will protect you, but they will stop you spreading COVID-19 if you've got it. And that's important because you can be infectious for several days before you show any symptoms. It's been estimated that nearly 50% of infections are caused by people who aren't showing any symptoms. So to protect yourself, maintain the social distancing, don't touch your face and wash your hands thoroughly with soap and water. To protect others, wear a cloth mask. If you'd like instructions on how to make a mask, then the best place I've seen is cdc.gov and search on DIY face mask.
My mum's made me one. It doesn't really fit very well, but I haven't got the heart to tell an over 70-year-old to go, don't make any more because they don't fit properly.
Yeah, the nicest one I saw was how to make a face mask out of an old T-shirt. And then it was an American site, so it had the caveat at the bottom, do obtain the permission of the T-shirt owner first.
Fabulous. If I cut the bottom off of my T-shirt, I look like Onslow from Keeping Up Appearances. I don't know if you've ever seen that.
No, I haven't. I think I can picture it.
Not a pretty sight. Sam, is there anything else you want to add to this conversation today for the people of Cheshire East?
If I could, I've mentioned three council initiatives. The first one is mental health. We are aware that people who've been in isolation almost for a couple of months, it does get to you. So there's lots of stuff on the website, and there's a dedicated 24/7 helpline. It's 0300 303 3972. But on the positive side, it's great to see people being nice to each other, and that helps everybody's mental health. The other thing I'd like to mention is we're coming to the end of Foster Care Fortnight. So firstly, thank you to the fantastic 124 existing Cheshire East foster carers, but we need more people to come forward. Cheshire East currently has 537 cared for children, and we want as many of those children as possible to have the opportunity to live in loving homes. We've got a very thorough process for training people for foster caring. Please contact us by email at fostering@cheshireeast.gov.uk, or you can call 01925 444 100. And the final thing I'd like to mention is the People Helping People service. Thank you to all those who volunteered for that. Initially, we had more people volunteering to help than we had people wanting help. We're now the other way around a bit. So if you do have some time and you're willing to do a bit of shopping for somebody or just call somebody regularly to make sure they're okay, do go to the Cheshire East Council website and search on People Helping People.
A lot of good stuff there, Sam. And I want to wish you all the best, you and your family and the team at Cheshire East Council, all the best, my friend.
Many thanks.